Even the physical existence, because we really, honestly, we don't give a damn about your physical existence. We care about the meaning of your existence in we. Remember, that's how it works, the meaning. And meaning is not the form, is the essence. Remember we talked about the form and essence in book two? And how he explained it here, say, the meaning. The Sufi who understands that meaning, he doesn't care about the real existence of the stuff. Do you need an example to feel that? Suddenly I felt that this boy asked for an example to feel it. Yes, feel it, that without the existence, you could be happy. Very normal, simple example I give you is me. Okay? I look around. What I see so many dummy, stupid people. Yes. Who don't have a clue about the spirituality. Then what? I get depressed because the people are no good? The people are not good, but I know the potential. And I'm trying my best, and I hope sometime, somewhere, somebody will be influenced and become better. That is good enough for me now to be happy. Because I know that they could be cured. If there was no cure, what was your feeling looking at the sick people? Nothing, looking at them and they're dying. But she's not looking like that. Oh, there is cure, we could do this, we could do that. So they could be, you see, the hope. Because all we have is hope. We don't want something that exists. We want something better. That doesn't exist yet. But we love it. Because we know it's good. Not because we have it. We feel it. Deep down in my heart, I know it will feel good if one day I will see someone happy and I will understand that. Okay, I played a role in that. That I have now. That's how it works. Because what we are looking for, a better me, is that impossible? No, we are trying because we know it's possible. So we hope. And all that, you see, it's looking even in the future without caring that much about the existence. Because the existence of our society, look at it, we are still fighting each other for nonsenses and this and that and that. But we're not looking at that. We know that we could be better. The hope will drive us. Yes?
Lovers have pitched their tents in non-existence. They are of one color and one essence, like non-existence. How should the sucking babe know the taste of viands? To the genie, scent is meat and drink.
She is trying to bring, to use all the exaggerations to give you something very simple here, a deep understanding of loving attitude, which is exactly the opposite of our ego attitude, right? He explained it. Now he's trying to say the lovers are different. Okay, first of all, the lovers, they raised their tent in non-existence. What does that mean? First of all, tent has a meaning. Because tent is a piece of cloth, but
one, some stuff standing up will carry everything. And that main beam is important. Then, the coverage of that tent is the maximum it could do. It's a space and all that. And remember, this is Rumi's time, so the tent is actually exists, not the funny stuff for the children in the garden. They say, okay, they settled down where? Adam. Non-existence. Do you remember? We call these steps blah, 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 blah. And the last one is not having and not existing, really. What do we mean with non-existence? Rumi entered that state of mind. Means what? He died? What is that non-existence? What do you understand about that fina? Fina means I perish. I don't exist. How do you like it? You cannot imagine, because with I don't exist, you imagine that this doesn't exist. I don't exist. We exist. The ego doesn't exist. That is what I'm talking about. Here, he will talk about the lovers and say, these lovers tend in non-existence because it's impossible for you to be selfish and be lover? Impossible. Because this is the choice. Loving me or loving the beauty? That is the choice we have. He will say, first of all, these people, they go in that non-existence. Okay. Why? What's the good thing about it? So many years you're listening to this stuff, the six-year-old boy is like, what's good about it? He thinks about his father or mother, and they, what's good about it if they don't exist and they don't have anything? This is the answer. Remember, Rumi told you, honestly, he said, these people who will bring their tent in the non-existence, just like non-existence, they will become one. Because existence is the separation of all stuff. Non-existence is one. Their ego doesn't exist, so they become one. Rumi and Shams, they become one. Because when they're sitting together, none of them has the ego. This is what he's explaining. We say, these lovers, when they bring their tent in non-existence, just like non-existence, they become one and one color. Because these difference of the colors is this visual stuff. They are unicolor and unified. The lovers are the same. All of them. They're just lovers and nothing else. You cannot say somebody is lover and what? Because lover will explain that stuff. He said, okay, let me give you a very good example for this to understand. Because whenever I talk about these lovers, you think you understand? Let me ask you. A baby just born, could that baby understand that entrecote I was talking about? That is the point. You see, a baby doesn't understand the good taste of the food. But an angel? What about that angel? An angel doesn't need to eat the food. Just the smell of the food is enough for an angel. Because that smell will give all the information, and the angel wants to know about it, doesn't want to eat it. Because angel is not the eater. My heart doesn't look for something to eat. My brain does. My love is in the heart. My heart is looking for something else. It doesn't need a lot of those stuff. Yes?
How shall a human being scent his scent, inasmuch as his nature is contrary to his nature?
Is that okay? Now, I tried in this paragraph and the last paragraph talk about the delicate stuff, which is smell, right? And I said the good people, they smelled that meaning and that kind of stuff. Here we say, okay, when someone's attitude is exactly opposite of that attitude, this fellow could smell that. If you are living at the opposite side of the earth, could you smell the other side? No. You should be familiar, you should be close to. Here we say, if a fellow has an attitude opposite the attitude of someone else, he cannot even smell that fellow. Yes?
That scent inhaling genie gains from the scent. Thou wilt not gain that from 100 morns of sweet dainties.
Ah, let me talk about the angel. You know what? The angel will do this and we'll get it that 2 miles away there is one piece of grape. Yes? You? If the next door is full of grapes, you don't smell it. Because you like the eating this stuff. That angel doesn't think about that chewing it. It's only the smell. Remember, we were talking about the smell of meaning. That real stuff. Amazing, when we are talking about spirituality, everybody thinks that we are talking about some bizarre stuff named the spirit and it's flying around maybe and stuff. When we're talking about the spirituality, we are just talking about understanding. Because we know understanding is the goal. Knowledge is it to have the best point of view. That's what I'm trying to, because I'm not changing it. Yes?
To the cot, the water of the Nile is blood. To the goodly Israelite, it is water.
This is something that he explained before. He didn't insist because he would repeat it. Here we bring you two stuff. The first one is this Qibti and Septi. These followers of the Moses and followers of the Pharaoh, okay? These are two group of people, right? So, okay, do you remember what happened to the water? Because they were bad, the water turned to blood. Remember, Moses did this magic and it became blood. We know all of this. Do you know the details? Rumi will tell you. Rumi will say, first of all, there was this guy who had a Jewish friend and called him and said, listen, I don't know what is this, but we pick up the water, it's blood. You pick it up, it's water. And I'm thirsty. The guy said, come here, it's okay. It's okay. It was water. You, when he did this, it turned to blood. When he did this, the guy said, you see how bad your prophet is? What's wrong with that? You become a believer and drink if you're thirsty. Because it turns like that. That's how he sees that magic and he remembers. Because that's what Moses did. The river was blood only for the followers of Pharaoh. For the arrogant people, the knowledge, the flow of knowledge became like the blood. What does that tell you?